You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here are the top headlines of the week from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with the news that made headlines this week. The centre has reduced the windfall tax levied in the form of special additional excise duty on domestically produced crude to ₹5,700 per tonne, from ₹8,400 per tonne with effect from Thursday. As per the modification, the windfall tax, however, remains unchanged at nil for diesel and aviation fuel turbines. On May 1st, the government had reduced the windfall tax to ₹8,400 a tonne from ₹9,600. An increase in windfall tax comes against the prospects of upstream oil companies such as Oil and Natural Gas Corp and Oil India. The government levies windfall tax when an industry earns large profits unexpectedly. Meanwhile, the government will be able to mop up a maximum of ₹52,000 crore against spectrum worth ₹96,000 crore to be put up for auctions in June. Earnest money deposits submitted by the three telecom operators show Reliance Jio's deposit is the highest at ₹3,000 crore. It is three times that of Bharti Airtel's ₹1,050 crore and 10 times higher than Vodafone Idea's ₹300 crore. Taking the total to ₹4,350 crore. EMD indicates the bidding intensity of the operators concerned and the amount of spectrum they intend to acquire. Going by it, Jio has the option to spend up to ₹36,000 crore or 37.4% of the total value of spectrum on sale. Over to industry. Mining major Vedanta, a subsidiary of London-headquartered Vedanta Resources, plans to raise up to ₹8,500 crore through various modes, including public offerings and right issues, in one or more tranches. The Anil Agarwal-led firm has also recommended an interim dividend of ₹11 per share for FY25, with the record date of May 25th, entailing an outgo of ₹4,089 crore, Vedanta said in a stock exchange update. Vedanta's board, which met on Thursday, said that its committee of directors will decide on the fundraise structure, where the proposal includes the issue of equities and other financial instruments. The move comes at a time when Vedanta and its parent VRL are looking to raise funds to trim debt. In some more industry news, US e-commerce giant Amazon has infused ₹1,660 crore into its Indian arm Amazon Seller Service, according to regulatory documents filed with the ROC sourced through Private Circle. This is the second time in 5 months that Amazon has pumped money into the Indian arm, as competition in the e-commerce space intensifies in the country. The US parent had earlier invested ₹830 crore in the Indian entity in February. Last year, Amazon CEO Andy Jassy announced that the company will invest $15 billion in India by 2030. The board of Amazon Seller Services approved the allotment of 1.6 billion shares of ₹10 each on April 15th to its parent entity. Moving on, Reliance Retail this week announced that it has entered into a long-term partnership with UK's online fashion retailer, ASOS. The strategic partnership, the company added, marks a significant milestone in Reliance Retail's commitment to offering unparalleled choices and bringing world-class retail experiences to Indian consumers. Under this licensing agreement, Reliance Retail will be the exclusive retail partner for ASOS across all online and offline channels in India. The retail arm of Mukesh Ambani-owned Reliance Industries will leverage its experience of operating omni-channel retail networks to introduce ASOS portfolio of fashion-led own brand labels to the Indian market through a multi-channel presence for ASOS and a diverse array of retail formats. Over to money matters. The Securities and Exchange Board of India has removed the requirement of linking permanent account number with Aadhaar, providing some relief for mutual fund investors to obtain a KYC registered status for mutual fund transactions. However, investors require a KYC validated status, which is only possible after linking PAN with Aadhaar, for unconstrained transactions across all fund houses. A KYC registered status allows investors to only transact with the fund houses they already have investments with. After mutual fund Know Your Customer rules came into effect from April 1st, around 13 million accounts were put on hold due to incomplete KYC, with around 3% of mutual fund accounts having the KYC hold status. Lastly, the auto sector. BMW has launched the new X3 xDrive 20TM Sport Shadow Edition in India at a price of ₹74.90 lakh ex-showroom, making it ₹1.40 lakh more expensive than the standard model. For the additional premium, the special edition model gets plenty of bells and whistles over the standard model. While the overall exterior design of the M Sport Shadow Edition remains similar to the standard X3, the former gets sportier visual headlights that give it a fresh appeal. This includes a blacked-out kidney grille and the BMW laser light technology with unique blue accents. Further, taillights receive a smoky gloss black treatment. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.